Hello, everyone. So my name is Angel Ramiro Resendiz, and my wife and I are both the youth pastors at Mid-City. And I just wanted to just kind of acknowledge Southeast for inviting us. The moment me and my wife walked in here, the hospitality and just the fellowship. I even made a new friend, Marco, back there, who actually gave me this cool little anchor for me to take home, which is really, just felt welcome. So thank you, Southeast. So today, the fifth word is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 28. And it reads, "After this, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill scripture, I thirst." So after this, Jesus, knowing that all was finished, said, to fulfill scripture, I thirst. So before I begin, I just kind of also want you to bear with me. I might get a little emotional just because this is a story that's close to my heart. One who is an immigrant, one who has parents who are undocumented, and also have family members who are undocumented. So just bear with me. So when Becky asked me if I'd be willing to share to you the fifth word, the first thing that actually came to my heart was this little girl. Her full name is Jacqueline Anaí Rosemary Kaal Makin. And she is Quechi Maya from Guatemala. And you might have heard of Jacqueline from the news. Jacqueline died in the custody of U.S. Border Patrol Agency. Early reports shared that she died of dehydration, but the autopsy determined that she died of sepsis. Jacqueline was traveling with her father to the United States in search of a better life. His decision to leave his home was not an easy one. He didn't wake up one day and decide, "I want to move to the United States." Jacqueline's father was a farmer who experienced severe drought and flooding the last several years in his homeland. This is a result of desperate financial circumstances, extreme poverty, and not to mention the long history of oppression of the Maya people, indigenous people of Guatemala. In addition, a civil war that lasted almost four decades, which we are now starting to see the effects of. But unfortunately, Jacqueline's story is not unique. Many indigenous children actually face these harsh conditions. This phenomenon has many different names depending on the region, country, where you're from. Some scholars call it chain migration. Others call it a forced systematic displacement, which is basically forced migration. And when we look at the fifth word, I thirst, the first thing that came to my heart was just like Jesus, she was also thirsty. She was thirsty for freedom, thirsty for change, thirsty for a better life. Again, the scripture that we're reading for the fifth word is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 28, and reads this. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill scripture, I thirst. What scripture was Jesus talking about? Well, there is no doubt that Jesus experienced the absolute worst physical pain possible. Right? This is real. 39 harsh lashes, the excruciating crown of thorns, the iron spikes driven through his hands and through his feet, the sheer torture of hanging there on a tree, what we know as a cross, for hours, just for him trying to catch his breath. And in the midst of that deep, desperate pain, Jesus expresses a simple reality: I thirst. Maybe to suggest, probably he was desperate for something else besides sour wine. Because sour wine is but a temporary fix. Really, when you put everything to perspective, this whole story, I mean, it's probably with no help at all. So what scripture is Jesus talking about? Perhaps he was thirsty for renewed fellowship with his loving Father. Early scholars believe that it could have been found in Psalm 63, chapter 63, verse 1, where he might have been talking about the renewed fellowship, and it reads, "O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water." Or perhaps he's probably talking about the Samaritan woman from the well, where we learn about in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, where he's got the water, a spring of water gushing up to eternity. Or perhaps he thirsts for an end to suffering in the world. Just a few days before his death, Jesus talks about the least of these in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 25. We learn about the hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, those who needed clothes, those who were sick and in prison. And we learn at the end of that chapter how Jesus felt. He said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for the one least of these, you did not do for me." And when I see that little girl, I can't help but believe that Jacqueline is who Jesus is talking about. So, as we come to an end in the season of Lent and reflection, I have this next slide for you. What are you thirsting for? Are you thirsty for a renewed fellowship with God? Or are you like the Samaritan woman seeking a relationship with the living water of eternal life? Or are you like Jacqueline, who is thirsty in a time of suffering? Whatever it is, before you leave here today, I ask you, I have a question for you. What are you thirsty for? Or what am I thirsty for?